Uncle C, back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be discussing the number one biggest beta male mindset flaw that I've ever seen. Now keep in mind, fellas, this is not just my opinion. This is to the point where this is statistical fact due to the fact that I've ran thousands and thousands of members through my programs. I have hundreds and hundreds of members in my communities, and not only that, I've seen hundreds of men's testimonials to tell me exactly what they were going through. What I'm going to be breaking down for you on this whiteboard specifically today is three of the biggest traps that I see beta males run into. Here's the fact. If you can segue this shifting from beta male thinking to alpha male thinking, not only are you going to have clarity as to how to direct the focus of your life in areas that you want to succeed in and actually have true rock solid genuine strength, but you're also not going to be coming from a place of weakness anymore. And when I break down these three pitfalls, not only am I expecting you as a coach to have multiple aha moments, but I also want to show you where you went wrong throughout many of the hiccups that you've had throughout your life potentially. Now, fellas, before I begin, I want to quickly announce I'm running a Black Friday sale specifically to give back to you. And this sale is so ridiculous, I'm not even going to tell you which programs it is. I'm just going to leave that for you as a little goodie basket down below. There's two very specific links afterwards. Once you see them, I think you're going to be very pleased with me because I truly am giving back to you. Let's dive in. Let's take a look at the three biggest beta male pitfalls that I'm seeing. Number one is they operate on an X to Y axis that I like to call life equity. Okay, some people call this relationship equity, some people call this work equity, they call this life equity. As a matter of fact, you can call it whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't care. But the fact is when you operate on this X to Y axis, you start to strip yourself of everything that made you a man in the first place. Let me explain. Beta males think, well, because I did X in life, I'm automatically entitled to Y. You see, this is the life mentality of victimhood. This is the life mentality that you're owed something. This is the life mentality that everything should just work out in your favor if you do X, Y, and Z. Could not be any more bullshit. Could not be any more further from the truth. Let me explain. Beta males operate on this X to Y axis. They go, well, if I can input X, I should automatically get the output of Y. So they say, well, hey, if I'm sweet to my girlfriend, therefore I should be entitled to S3X. Or they say, hey, therefore, you know, I was there for her. I tried to communicate. Therefore, I should be entitled to her love or her intimacy. Here's my favorite one for married men. And by the way, fellas, if you're a married man, you cannot fall into this pitfall. And this is what I see time and time again. They think, because I've done house chores, because I've cleaned up around the house and I've done the things a good hubby should do, well, I'm now entitled to intimacy. Okay, and this could not be further from the truth. In fact, this right here is exactly what's killing your attraction. And you can put X to Y whatever you want. The good employee can say, well, I did everything right that my boss asked me, therefore I should be entitled to the raise. But then you know what happens is all of a sudden the entitled prick that just asked for the raise in the first place was the one who got it, and you're left there pissed off because you did a laundry list of chores this long and it didn't do you any good. You see, there's things in life that cannot be bought, and there's things in life that cannot be rewarded. And here's the fact, in life you will only get what you're willing to ask for. You will only be deserving of what you're willing to think you are naturally entitled to, whether you've put in an X-axis input or not. You see, this goes against common culture thinking where many people go, well, hey, because I did this, I automatically should get this. And if I didn't, the world's unfair, the women are unfair, the dating game's unfair, and you know what? Life's unfair. That's bullshit. And you know that that's bullshit deep down, but you keep doing it. Which leads me to number two. Here's the second biggest beta male flaw that I see time and time again is the aspect of fair. Everything has to be fair. Everything has to be the entitlement mentality. They think because I gave her a dozen roses, it's only fair for her to reward me with kisses, okay? Or because I was the good boyfriend that was always there for her, therefore what's fair is that I should now get her exclusivity. Once again, people don't care in life with things that are fair. Women do not care what you think is fair. In fact, a woman's brain is never going to operate as to what she thinks that you care about is fair or not. Because you have to understand, when you tell yourself, oh, everything in life has to be fair, you're no longer acting like the things that made you a man in the first place. Let me tell you a cold, hard truth. Nothing in life is fair. Nothing in life oftentimes will ever be fair. And the more you try to make everything fair between yourself with how you think attraction should work, how you think success should work as a man, how you think pitfalls should go, and how everybody should have their ups and downs. You're going to notice this. There's some guys that are going to crush it and succeed with women, and you're just not. There's some guys that are going to make more money than you, and they're just going to crush it in business, and you're not. There's going to be some guys that crush it in the workplace, and you're not. There's going to be some guys who are liked by everybody, and you might not be. The key is that you have to find the things that you're good at and triple down on them 10x, not bitch about all of your weaknesses. You see, when beta males have to tell themselves, oh, this has to be fair, or I'm not going to play the game, once again, you sound like a weak, emotional, four-letter word that I probably should or should not say within this channel. Which leads me to my third and final biggest pitfall of beta males is they lead everything with emotion. Let me tell you something about life. Nobody cares about your feelings as a man. A woman is not going to look out for your feelings. Oftentimes when you hit a certain age, your parents do not care about your feelings. Co-workers don't care about your feelings. And not only that, you're going to be very, very bitter if you're worried how other person perceives your care or not. People only care about results. That's it. Results. This is the guy who goes to the gym for 3 years in a row and his New Year's resolution is to always get fit, but he's still fat as fuck and has a dad bod. This is also going to be the guy that tells himself he's always going to make the money in that startup phase of the business and keeps talking about his great ideas but never acts on them. This is also the guy that goes with the flow and he's constantly at two for ones, drinking at the club, binge watching Netflix series with his girlfriend, but then he has to tell himself and convince himself that, hey, I'm high value just because I said so. Sorry, but the world doesn't work that way. Until you have results to speak for yourself, nobody's going to change their perception of you. You have to understand this. If you want to change your true identity in anybody's eyes, whether that be a man or a woman, results speak for themselves. Because at the end of the day, you either hit your quota or you didn't. At the end of the day, she was either attracted to you or she wasn't. At the end of the day, when your head hits the pillow, your finances either increased or it decreased. At the end of the day, you either put in the work and you hit that PR in the gym or you didn't. And last but not least, you either strengthened your relationship with God or you didn't. You see, this is the other misconception, is that everybody thinks that if you believe in God, good things should just come your way. Well, guess what? As a man, the road of masculinity is tough. And God does not want you weak, because God is going to throw you hardship after hardship after hardship. God wants you tough as nails. And it's not until you stop beating around the bush and accept what real life is that you're finally going to get real life results. If you like this video, fellas, I want you to hit the like button. I want you to check out the two Black Friday promo sales that I have for you, because you're going to absolutely love them. Hit the like button, comment, subscribe. We will see you in the next one.